coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to the Hagman Report. You know, my great friend, Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. Folks, if you haven't done so already, bookmark stevequayle.com. Make sure you watch the hot headlines. Also, make sure you subscribe to his private briefings. You've got to do that to really get ahead of what's taking place. Because what's taking place right now, man, it's coming. It's here. It's not coming. It's here. So protect yourself. Go to subscribe. Subscribe to private briefings. The truth about what's really going on. And I'm going to tell you right now, he has sources, information that you will not get anywhere else. So if you're not subscribed to private briefings, you're missing out on it. Oh, you don't have to. Oh, my goodness. Oh, holy heck, it costs money, right? That's the naysayers. Well, if it was really important, they wouldn't cut. You know what? The amount of work, the amount of contacts, the amount of phone calls, the amount of time communicating with others, it's worthy. A man is worthy of his hire. And there it is, private briefings, the truth about what's really going on. And I'll tell you what, that's the best investment I've made. And I'm going to tell you that is the best investment I've made. So do that, as well as all of his other intellectual products, including his books. I got a phone call this morning from a gentleman who received books from essentially his core books, Steve Quayle's core books, and he was almost in tears. And he was saying, "I don't know which one to read first, but I'm going to read all of them." And that's it's in addition to, of course, everything else that you could be doing, and that's educating yourself on what's going on. So with me right now, my good friend, and I hope he's feeling better. Oh, by the way, did you catch him on Greg Hunter? Steve Quayle with Greg Hunter and others. He's been making some rounds, and I appreciate that. Last week or the week before, he was on with Alex Jones. Great, great, great appearance there as well. Steve, how are you, sir?
Good, Doug. And I think what we got to hit right out of the gate is that America is the most deluded, D-E-L-U-D-E-D. It's the most corporately insane country on the face of the earth. Not everybody, but the vocal mouthpieces of the mainstream accessory to murder press, the incessant congressional hearings, Senate hearings. And by the way, that's all circus distracticus. And my opinion, what people need to understand is that we are a nation that has lost our way. We have forsaken the living God. I'm so furious at the Make America Great Again or the Q stupid blankety blank blankety blank people that believe every line of blankety blank BS that is out there that we're going to turn this country around. The country's gone. We're watching the weaponization of the Department of Justice. Okay, let's be blunt. Whether you like Marjorie Taylor Greene or not, I admire her, her intestinal fortitude. When you see the President of the United States' son in living color, not blanked out on her end, and he's being given oral sex by a prostitute, and that's just one of thousands of pictures, when he's caught with his pants down and bags of cocaine, 10-pound bags of cocaine. Think of how many men are in prison for a baggie of cocaine. And I'm not justifying cocaine, period. When you see the lies. And for the record, you guys, I asked somebody, contact somebody in the DEA. I didn't contact him directly, so good luck on that wild goose chase. But the bottom line is that I asked, what percent of the cocaine market in the world does Zelensky et al. In Ukraine? Not just Zelensky, the whole country that's involved in that aspect of the illegal cocaine trafficking. Doug, you want to guess? Well, I won't make you guess because it astonished me. 35% of the world's cocaine traffic. Now, I want to put this, I, you know, go ahead.
No, it doesn't surprise me in the least.
Okay. No. So basically, I believe that probably the White House, and I'm being sarcastic, I love Eric Clapton's song. I actually like the song Cocaine, but they should play that in the background as anybody enters in the White House, or every time, you know, Hunter Biden scene, they should put on the song Cocaine. Now, this is the biggest aberration, the biggest flaunting of all and every single, how should I say this, Doug? Everything that America used to stand for, it no longer stands. It's fallen. There's weaponized Department of Justice. One only has to watch Robert F. Kennedy, who I think is outstanding in his absolute. He's talking to Dane Wigington about geoengineering. He's talking to everybody who's are the smartest scientists in the world. That is not a dumb man. But when you watch the lynch mob and that blankety blank, I'm sorry, that congressional hearing, especially the Democrats, they absolutely cannot know the truth. And then the Republican whores that are deciding maybe we should, impeach the attorney general, whoever. What the heck have they waited for? I'll tell you why. In my opinion, America now has had the evidence laid out before its eyes. Now, obviously, there are people that just believe, oh, it's going to be better. We'll have McDonald's hamburgers for the rest of our life. No, you won't. McDonald's has made the statement that they will go broke if they do not have $20 a plate funding. That means when you go in to get a Big Mac attack, or you go in to drink, drink liquid gruel, chicken McGruel, you know, you're basically going to be paying $20. And so what we're watching is the disintegration of the entire United States, not just the fast food, but everything, commercial real estate. And this is all linking up to Hunter Biden being caught with his pants down. And, you know, I mean, the rest of the world sees that. Not everybody is woke and broke. And this is why I've said 25 years ago, and I've reiterated on your show so many times, the prophet Jeremiah spoke that when a nation declares war on God, turns away from his blessing, they become a hissing sound. That's the ultimate contempt. It could be followed by somebody spitting, but the whole world has abandoned the United States. Now, with the exception of Great Britain, and oh, by the way, their new military posture is they have to have e-bikes to go to the field to service the tanks. They have no production capability any longer. They have no weapons production capability any longer. And here's the thing. Neither does the United States. So in our sanctimonious sanctions, I can't believe that there wasn't, and there probably were voices of people saying, you can't sanction the countries, both Russia and China, that you want to buy stuff from, that you need to make your war materials to make war on them. And now we have the Black Sea being blockaded. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at World War III. It is not fixing to happen. And Doug, I'm going to say something. To all those skeptics, oh, this is just fear-mongering. This is just a gloom and doom talk. Your tongues will melt in your mouth. Your eyes will melt in the socket. Your flesh will run off if you're within ground zero. And I want to make this really clear. We are at a point where it's one wrong move, and we're toast. We can have nuclear weapons. We can have nuclear weapons in staged in Poland, as we do. We can have nuclear weapons staged in Ukraine, as we do. We can have them in the north. We can have all our nuclear weapons. But they're basically all subject to Russian electronic warfare dominance.
Because we are a nation that's cooked. I mean, essentially, it's what you said in the beginning. This is without audio. This is what you were referencing about the state of our nation. This is Marjorie Taylor Greene holding up. For those who don't believe, Steve, or who don't believe in the decadence of the Biden crime family and the fact that they've sold out our nation to put us to the point where we are right now, where we've got nukes pointed at us. This is, I mean, look at that, folks, okay? Or don't look at it. But no, look at it, because you need to see it. Steve, I just wanted to go back to kind of put an exclamation point on what you said earlier. Continue on with the nuclear situation and the fact that we're in World War III.
Well, we're a morally bankrupt nation. We're a militarily bankrupt nation. We're a leadership bankrupt nation. And people are transfixed by Narcissus in the political realm of, we're going to take it back. I wish I hadn't appointed Jeff Sessions or Barr. And you can't go back. And Doug, but people need to understand there is no rule of law anymore that applies to anybody other than if you're woke, if you're a liberal, and if you're basically a God-hating atheist. And I think people need to really put it into perspective. When the Bible talks about God's going to pour abominable filth out on the earth, he says, you want your filth? I'm going to give it to you. Of the thousands of images, including children that are, you know, are being just horribly, horribly sexually raped and just the idea of kids. And then let's just take the attitude of the United States and the mainstream accessory to murder press, and may God in heaven judge them all. The bottom line is they're angry at Jim Caviezel's movie about the trafficking of children. They're mad at it. I'm getting emails from Christians. Would you know that Carlos Sims, he's the richest man in Mexico, put money up for that? Do you know this? Do you know that? What the hell are they thinking? These are kids who are being trafficked. They're being slaughtered. They're being mutilated. And I get people, Sound of Freedom. There are people that will bitch about everything, but they won't say anything about the evil. They want to side on the side of evil rather than righteousness. Okay, Doug, counterintelligence programs, COINTELPRO, this is so classic. In essence, in order to fight the truth of the Sound of Freedom movie, I went to it. It broke my heart. And what broke my heart is the fact when the father says to Jim Caviezel, Ballard's character, you know, he looks at the empty bed. And that's what got me. We are watching now a country that has abandoned its children to sexual perversion, mutilation. The Lord God of heaven rebuke them and take them in their disgusting practices. And I know it's the devil's time. I know we are in tribulations. When the great tribulation starts, it gets worse. But what people need to do is recognize there is no political solution. Does anybody believe that those idiots that you see that are fighting against, I forget this one lady, Democrat, she's got enough gold on to, you know, make Midas jealous, and she's interrupting Robert F. Kennedy. That man's smart. That man's incredibly smart. But you see, even Donald Trump now, one day he said he's a good man, next day he's saying he's a bad man, because Robert F. Kennedy, look, and I don't believe Kennedy is the political solution to America. I don't believe there are any political solutions to America, because he's telling you openly he has to take extreme measures to stay alive because of the CIA. And ladies and gentlemen, we were quiet. We the American people put up with the lies of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. We put up with the lies of 9/11. We put up with the lies of COVID-19. We love lies, and there is no truth in the United States of America any longer. There is no equal justice under the law, and people had better understand that, and they better speak up, act up, and resist, because we can absolutely see now the takeover and takedown of the U.S. military from within. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, Doug. No, let me let you respond. I'm on a roll, and I'm sorry. I'm furious.
No, look, you're best when you're on a roll. So keep, if you want to, keep going. I just want to say the DNC, essentially, it's hard to really fathom that in a committee hearing about censorship, that the DNC, the demon rats, want to censor the witness, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., whatever you might think of the guy. It just makes no sense whatsoever. But you're on a roll. Please keep going.
Okay. And thank you for that. It's really important. Listen, Robert F. Kennedy is asking all the right questions. He's done his homework. The woke folk, it depends on how you want to spell folk, are so folked up that they cannot see the truth, will not see the truth. And ladies and gentlemen, we are watching the absolute, I know of no. I asked some people that, you know, to check with some other people. I said, where are America's allies anymore? He said, Steve, outside of Great Britain and those who are pretending to be NATO members. I said, what do you mean? He said, watch what happens to NATO. As this thing drags on, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the most brilliant chess game in history. NATO has just about, pun intended, last shot their last artillery shell. We don't have the defense structure to fight or infrastructure or manufacturing. We don't have the ability any longer to gear up for a wartime economy because, quite candidly, the entire lockdown, the COVID narrative, the false narrative, the people that, I literally know this is a literal case of women who got together, the wife of one of the men who literally had to move out because he took a stand for Jesus. And they were praying, Doug, to be first in line for the vaccine. First in line, that God would favor them. Listen, where is the even basic skills to process data? And during that time, you remember, I was on the show with you. I was quoting Shen Ping, that's a real guy's name, with our bioweapon Chinese CCP member, we destroyed the United States. There's no touch. There's no anchor. There's no concern for reality. One day is just the next. Quail will go on his doom run until that day. There is no way that this is going to de-escalate. I accept mass repentance on the order of Nineveh might buy time, but there's no time any longer. What do you say to a nation, the rest of the world watches, that's so obscene that the president is seen on this, his son is seen on international TV with those images, and those are tame, Doug. How about the one with a 10-pound bag of cocaine, smoke and crack with a hooker doing her thing, you know? And so the thing is that, you know, I don't know how to define contempt, but that word contempt, a hissing sound.
But Steve, that information, okay, I've had those photographs for 4 years. I've had that hard drive for 4 years, three and a half. No one's done anything about it. No one is doing anything about it.
No one's doing anything about it, nor will they do anything about it. And the fact that it's out now makes me think that they're going to, you know, move Biden out of the way. And God forbid, and people, you need to understand this, gruesome Newsom, if you see some of the new California proposals, if you ever thought that, you know, the WF was Darth Vader, man, I'm not the Star Wars aficionado, but Amy, you couldn't, in my opinion, you couldn't personify a Death Star. That's all the evil, all whatever fighters, all whatever, you know, battle bots, more so than you can see what he's done to San Francisco. He destroyed it. Yes, he did. He destroyed Los Angeles. And oh, by the way, wokeism is destroying Hollywood. That's a direct judgment from the living God upon a nation that has exported enough and enough perversion to literally sink the Titanic if it hadn't hit the iceberg. So the silence, and I want to make this statement because we're going to get into the draft, the physical draft that's being proposed. I'm praying against it, and I want everybody who has children that will be subject to it to pray against it too. Because, ladies and gentlemen, 300,000, those are the numbers I was given, U.S. servicemen and women over the whole period of COVID and even the ensuing, you know, those Defense Department still wouldn't remove their mandate. they're going to replace those 300,000 servicemen already trained, who are already, you know, some of the best pilots we have, some of the best, every aspect of the military, the best left. Now, what's going to become of the military? Well, number one, it's woke. Number two, it's broke. Number three, 40% of our subs are in port. Number four, we do not have hypersonic missiles. Number five, we absolutely have fire only once capability out of our missile silos. We haven't developed any new atomic warheads. Well, you don't have that classification. Well, I don't, nor would I want it if that was offered to me. I had it once, but the point is that we are at this. We're making war on Russia and China. We're making war on Iran. We're spending money as if we're drunk sailors. The reason they're spending money like we're drunk sailors in this country, I apologize to drunk sailors. You guys were more, you guys, and you know, whether you're drunk or whatever, you were more conservative with your funds than the, I would say this, they are spending money like demon infested banshees, okay?
Is that because, I got to ask you a question now. Is that because, look, they're going to be issuing programmable money, I suppose, digital money programmable. Is that why that no one gives a damn about how much is being spent?
Yeah. Okay. And I'm going to say this. No one in the world knew this, and it's called the law first mention. Until, and this is one of the benefits of private briefings, sure, call it a pitch if you want, but the private briefings and the private, if you will, information that's given is that all who will receive it might understand it. You know, Doug, I remember being talking about Sandman 18 months ago. Now we're seeing more and more nations are abandoning U.S. dollar. You're seeing Janet Yellen bowing multiple times like a bobblehead to the Chinese official. I'm not sure it was Xi or the finance minister, but then you're also seeing that while she's over there, she's drinking mushroom soup.
And, yeah, I was going to say, blame it on the mushrooms, brother.
Blame it on the mushrooms, you know. And by the way, when I use the term mushroom flambe, or flambe, I guess some people pronounce it either way, flambe, in essence, what you're seeing is we're going to see the nuclear destruction of the United States, and there's nothing U.S. can do about it. We have no functional anti-ballistic missile system. We have no counter to hyper. See, that's the truth. But if you tell the truth, oh, you're a Russian agent, blah, 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 blah. And meanwhile, China just built the most a prolific integrated chip, IC plant, being able to do the AI chips. And, that's beyond this show right now. But the point is, China's already 20 years ahead of us in so many areas, especially high technology. Russia has been preparing for this day since they knew in 2014 the United States wouldn't live up to the treaty. But that gave them the time, by signing on, to build up their military-industrial complex, which, by the way, and basically, when I started in the prep business, whenever decades ago, or 4 decades ago, and listen, during those days, it was Cold War days. And then obviously, things happened and that settled down. But the whole premise of prepping in those days was you can survive a nuclear war. Now, it's interesting, Mutual Assured Destruction, MAD, which was a controlling, if you will, treaty mindset that we won't shoot at Russia, they won't shoot at us because the devastation will be too great. That was fallacious from the start, but it stopped us, I believe, by the grace of God, to get to this point in time now where it's assured destruction and there's nothing that America can do about it because we've been given over to judgment. And one only has to understand ancient history to know, look, whether they believe in God or not, somebody's empire always falls to an empire that was greater. And the empires that fall, they become strong in their own eyes and they get lazy with their conquest. And meanwhile, everybody sits and looks, greedingly and covetously, knowing America's going to fall. America's fallen. Oh, how the mighty are fallen. look again at the military. I want to make this something clear, and this is really important. It is now official in the U.S. military. I'm reading this. If you're transgender, trying to change from male to female or female to male or what is called non-binary, the best place that you can sign up for is the U.S. military, because the military will pay for all the hormone drugs, which you must take for life, and all the surgeries to make you look like the sex of your choice, not the sex God gave you in your genes, which cannot be altered. Your genes can't be altered. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the same sex marriage is supported, and the military is going to offer artificial womb services to same-sex marriage partners.
Do you know who's making these decisions? I mean, ultimately, again, I don't mean to take you off your roll.
No. Go.
But, man, I got to know. I mean, who do I get pissed at for this, aside from the everyone on the left, including my neighbor?
You've answered your own question, but this is a supernatural evil.
Yeah.
When God, and this is what we all lose track of. When God, I mean, I lose it. I mean, you just heard my blankety blank rant with no blankety blank words. But the bottom line is, where is any passion? Where is any, bulwark against the bolt manure? Okay.
Amen.
And let's go on. Let me give you something more that infuriate you. Okay. And should every single person who's ever served in the military, because of all this nonsense, all persons who list themselves as whatever pronouns will not be assigned combat duty. Now, make sure you understand this. A male gay person, a female lesbian, both of whom identify with their God-given genetics but choose the same-sex partners, may sign up for flight duty and combat duty because they are not taking mind and mood-altering drugs, which transgenders and others have to take.
Oh, okay. So what you're saying is we just cut our force.
Yes.
Okay, I got it.
No. Yep. But now let's get to Ron Paul was talking about the draft. You know, we put out a private briefing, I don't know, about 2 months ago. Look, all I am is kind of like a train roundtable where all the different data gets filtered in, and by the grace of God, you know, he gave us a vehicle and talk radio, podcasting, you broadcasting, podcasting, but data is the most expensive. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, the most money in the world isn't going for hardware, bombs, bullets, you name it. It's going for data, because the individual human beings creating the image and likeness of God, whether they choose to accept God's forgiveness through the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, human beings are hated by Lucifer, are hated by Satanists, are sacrificed by Lucifer and Satanists. They're sacrificed by megalomaniacs who pour their lives of their men and women into battlefields and then destroy. But here's the thing with the entire, boil it down to the bottom line and skip the BS. This is the extinction, the extinction, the extinction. The extinction, the extinction, the extinction of humanity. And people have got to wake up to that fact. AI, from its inception, there was nothing artificial about it. It was alien, meaning foreign, fallen angel, demons. And now we're being inundated with shows that are evil, demons coming back into our sphere. Where once there was a blessing of walking in the presence of the living God, acknowledging him, and even being blessed if you didn't know him at that point. All that's gone now. There are individual Christians, I agree. But our nation is not a Christian nation. Probably the only time I would ever agree with Obama and his vomit and the entire rule and reign of his terror, which is yet to come. The bottom line is, has already been the groundwork. Doug, did you see this? You need to feed back on this, because if this doesn't blow everybody's mind, the argument, is he gay, is he not? Is he married to a transsexual, is he not? Obviously, Joan Rivers said it, and she got murdered, in my opinion. But the point is, he made the statement the other day on the homosexual books, the autoerotica being sold to children. He spoke out against those who wanted to block it to the children because he said those things affected his life.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I had Joel Gilbert, the author and documentary filmmaker, on, and we talked about Michelle Obama, but we talked about a little bit about Barack Hussein Obama. There's no question at all that he's a bisexual, and and obviously what you just said adds to the pile of evidence, not circumstantial, but direct evidence of exactly what you've been saying, and what you said since the beginning, actually. So go ahead, sir.
There is no outrage at the outrageousness of what's going on before our eyes. So the bottom line, I want to get to this and then go back to the BRICS and the financial collapse. The bottom line in every single argument for wokeism, LGBTQism, all of that, look, it's the extinction of the human race. Biological reproduction, that's what the military is saying. We're going to provide you with artificial wombs. You know, look, here's the thing. When Jesus said, and somebody said, well, you certainly don't talk about love and hugginess. Yes, I do, between God and his creation that returns it. But people have abandoned the faith, given heed to seducing spirits. You don't get any more abandonment of the faith. And by the way, I think it's going to get worse and worse. And somebody said, how can it get any worse? I said, I don't know, but there's no end to the devil until God himself puts the devil into the lake of fire or locks him away for 1,000 years during the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. Well, Jesus will rule and reign. Jesus will rule and reign on the earth for 1,000 years, but not prior to the tribulation.
And our hearts will, men's hearts will fail them. You know, look, people say, how can it get worse? Oh, it can get, you still have air conditioning. You can still drive. You can still shop. Just wait until you can't. That's my view. Just listening to you for so long. And again, not to blow smoke up your skirt, but you are ahead of this. And people need to really appreciate, not understand, but appreciate that you are ahead of this. And I thank you for that, because that allowed me the time to prepare. I'm not talking about physical preps. I'm talking about spiritually prep and get right with God. And maybe that's the wrong thing to say, but have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Thank you for allowing me to do that. And perhaps that will be your biggest legacy, is helping other people get right with Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, that's where we have to be, because we're not going to fight this on a bullet beans and bullion battlefield. Boy,
yep.
I rhymed.
Great job. The telling people what's going to happen ahead of time is, and you know this, the attribution that I have given for 40 years. And I got to tell you, I know that your freedom to speak, my freedom to speak, is coming to an end. I know that, Doug. And I can look back 40 years, and you can look back, 20 years since you started your own podcast whatever.
13.
That makes, well, forgive me, but you and I have known each other for 20 years.
Yeah.
And so by making that statement, it's not a misstatement. It's, you were on with me when I was interviewing you on the radio, when we were just on radio or shortwave. So the point is, godly defiance, I want everybody to start praying about this, versus satanic compliance. Why did the murderers murder Jesus? Because it was expedient. Did they know? Of course they knew he was a Messiah. Did he fulfill? Yes. Did they see his miracles? Yes. But they didn't want that. They wanted their own kingdom. And therein lies the problem. We're watching prophecy fulfilled. I see it all the time, the ancient alien stuff, you know. Obviously, I am the Christian, bulwark against that. Because all of our expeditions, I want to make a statement, too, about our expeditions, because I got a couple of statements I got to make really quick. in all of the expeditions we've done in Mexico that you guys have been a part of with Doug and I, Hagman Show, the fundraiser, we have established the provenance of the ones that we have dug out of the ground, some 9 and 10 feet deep. But two of my perpetual pains in my backside are saying, well, you can find those artifacts like those on eBay. Of course you can. There are hundreds of thousands of artifacts that people are turning up all over the country, but they don't turn them up on camera. They don't turn them up in the historic context. They don't do their background work. And so, ladies and gentlemen, you know, that's like saying, I just don't believe it. Well, everybody can believe what they want. But when you understand that the lies of the present are absolutely controlled narratives from the past, then you've got to recognize that anything that's true is being covered up. You're watching the truth executed by those Congress critters that are trying, the ones that are listening to him, trying to get the truth out, Jim Jordan, others. God bless him. Rand Paul, God bless him. He's a senator. But the point being is we're now dealing with you cannot tell the truth or the pack of lying scumbag sleazy wolves will come on you. And, you know, here's the deal. Doug, God himself asks who will stand up for him against the workers' iniquity. I got to tell you, a lot of my critics will stand up against me standing up for Jesus, but they won't stand up for Jesus. How do I say this? Even the religious world is so taken over by, in my opinion, apathy, indifference, and seduction, and absolute more, I'm going to say this, you're going to see more and more pulpits filled with more and more filth. And the real church, which means ecclesia, called out ones, of Jesus Christ are going to have to go underground. They're going to have to go underground. The persecution that's already planned, the persecution, the mockery. You know, Doug, you watch it. Do you see many big name preachers, whatever skirts they wear or don't, maybe at least in the pulpit they don't wear them. But the bottom line is, yes, I'm inferring something. The bottom line is that everything is like, I guess you'd say, either a hypnosis amulet to keep the people busy, the congressional hearings, Senate hearings. How many hearings? Here's the great question, Doug. There's only one answer. How many congressional hearings or Senate hearings have, you know, ever involved anybody of culpability being brought to trial?
I'm glad you asked that. Zero.
Well, zero.
One, but it was zero. The short answer is zero. Yeah, zero.
Doug, and with all in all your life as an investigator, with all the evidence of Hunter Biden, do you believe that he will be prosecuted under the full authority of the law?
I just had to stop laughing there. That's why I tuned myself out. No, and hell no. Because no.
Zero.
Zero. Yep. There's so many zeros in front of that. If you look up the word Google, Googleplex is like, you know, I think a million zeros or an infinite amount. That's the chances. Now, if you're watching, ladies and gentlemen, your country, you're seeing your fellow Americans in tent cities. We even see them in Bozeman, Montana, living in RVs and tents. And I'm not making fun. It breaks my heart. And I'm grateful I have a roof over my head. And I can still go and get fresh ice for my ice water. But the thing is that you're watching the curse of a nation in Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy 28 says a stranger that will come in will be brought very high up, and you'll be brought down very low. And they'll get above us. And ladies and gentlemen, Gavin Newsom, I think they put, multiple billions in the homeless remedial plans and not $1, except to showcase a couple of small, you know, 20, 30 units, were ever done. And this man's going to come in as the ultimate single wrecking crew. He's just more of the same.
No, you mentioned Gavin Newsom. Steve, I'm going to get stoned if I don't ask you this question. Okay. Right now, given the evidence that you have right now, do you think Newsom is going to somehow wiggle his way into the White House and or, well, and do you think we're going to have elections in 2024?
Number one, the slime will squeeze like a terminated metal bot to try and get in there. I don't believe we're going to have elections.
I don't either.
The reason I say that, look, well, what happens if we have elections? Then you're doomed beyond anything that you would have sought to have happen. It's going to be worse than that. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching World War III in play. NATO is not coming, all the U.S. military men and equipment and materials that are still headed over there are not coming back. They're not coming back. The United States is naked. It's interesting, isn't it, Doug? It's almost like, to the degree we're morally polluted, the military is bare butt naked, meaning, now, I'm not talking about what the bare butts as Hunter Biden or the GLBTQ, YOZ, NAP, blah, 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 butt naked. I'm talking about when you don't have anything to put on, and yet enemies filter into our southern border. Like ants, they'll arise. Michael Yon's been telling everybody, Y-O-N, that this is what's going on in real world. Greenberg.
I know you don't get a chance to watch, but I play a lot of his clips. Yon and Ben Berquam. I've really wanted to go down to the southern border, but frankly, they're doing the job of 10 of me. So, yep. You know, to see the invasion, the thousands a day, including Chinese, Steve, you've been right. Again, correct on this. We're being invaded. There's nothing that anyone's doing about it, and it's actually being enhanced right now. So go ahead.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the United States, I'm told by former intel agents and people that they're just beside themselves because they fought for a country when they thought the country was fighting against communism, was fighting against all these other things. But the wall in Langley, where you go in and see stars that represent CIA agents who have died in their service to country, the guy said, there's too many stars, Steve. They don't have enough room. That's what's going on now. And I am no fan of the agency. I've been accused of being a station chief. That's hilarious, Doug. You've known me for a lot of years. I've accused of being everything and anything. But what I will be take the accusation freely that I am a man as subject to all the failings of anybody else. But all I can say is that I serve an extraordinary God who's given me a message that I have shared for so ever long. I can't even go in there anymore because now I have to talk in terms of decades. I'm aware some very bright men are saying Jesus is an alien. Wrong. Would it do me any good to debate them?
No.
No, it wouldn't. Or my critics. A couple of them I was going to issue a challenge to. And, you know, would it do me any good? And then we have to deal with this. Time is so short. The Black Sea is blockaded by Russians. Anybody that comes in there is toasted. They are considered an enemy combatant. The lie of the contained narrative of World War III, first of all, was a controlled narrative. Now it's a contained narrative that somehow all nuclear weapons will stay in the theater of operation, obviously Ukraine, Russia. Russia has been explicit and can carry out the threat that every target in America they've identified, they've told us, is subject to strategic nuclear missiles. In essence, we're talking 5, 25, even 100 megaton weapons that for so long, nobody in the past 5 presidents has even thought that maybe we should test some of these nuclear weapons. Not on a computer. Maybe we should look at what Russia's doing, portable, intercontinental ballistic missile launchers, Smart ones and twos, 10 warheads, 25 megatons. All of our bunkers during the Cold War and forward pretty much designed for 25 megaton nuclear warheads to hit them. Well, what happens when it's 50? What happens when it's 100? What happens when it's multiple? The defense launch window in the United States. Look, the truth. The truth has got to come into somebody's thinking someplace. It's not, how do I say this? There's no appeal to heaven to spare the nation. There is, we've crossed over. There is no pulling it back. And meanwhile, and that's the chicken defecants in the pulpit. You know, I mean, sure. Look, you couldn't ask for a worst case scenario to be manifest than what we're seeing now. We have no defenses against Russia or China. We can't fight a single front war, let alone a multi-front war. We can't even come to tell the American people the truth. Remember this. It is my opinion. Outside of technical reasons for top secret, it's a bogus bunch of crap to allow evil people to do a bunch of evil stuff without the American population, who's paying for it all until they're broke and run out of tax money. In essence, ladies and gentlemen, God is stripping away the veneer, just as when Jesus absolutely was on the cross, finished the work that God had given to him. God stripped the curtain that kept men from coming in the presence of God. That's in the book of Hebrews. The scripture says, having boldness, therefore, brethren, to enter into the Holy of Holies. Let's go in. In essence, when you have Jesus, you have an audience with a father. I don't believe in God. Yuval Harari, he doesn't believe in God or Jesus, but he believes in the artificial AI God. And obviously, WEFer, WTFer, Darth Vader unmasked, Klaus Schwab. Doug, we were telling people what was going to happen. You remember? Ladies and gentlemen, they started out telling you you're going to own nothing and you're going to be happy. You're going to be dead. But also that instead of insects now, they have a new plan. And I'm sorry, I'll be blunt, but they're telling you eat your own defecant, the S word, and die. Oh, and by the way, chase it with a glass of urine.
You know, I saw that, and folks might think that that's an overstatement. That's a true, actual article report saying, yes, to do it. I'm not even going to repeat it, but yes. And I thought to myself, you've got to be mentally ill or demonized in order to even suggest that. But go on.
Well, Doug, you know, hey, Eric, if you could kind of do a fast look for that about, you know, WEF, I don't know if they said eat body waste. I mean, I know what the title was, and I'm trying to be tactful here.
But I think it's consume your own fecal matter.
Yes, yes. And the thing that's critical is this. Do you understand the contempt that the WEF, that the United Nations, the United Nothings, that the Bill Gates, you know, that the Fauciites, Dr. Mengele, in my opinion, that statement, not because Laura Logan made it, but I mean, that was a statement, I believe, that got her axed from Fox, okay? Because now the truth comes out about Dr. Fauci. Jesse Waters ran his FOIA request, and Fauci is the highest paid government official with the highest number of men and intelligence assets assigned to him. Did you know that? Did you see that report?
Yeah, I saw that. And then they're saying, well, the U.S. government's really not paying for that. Oh, yeah, they are paying for it. But they're saying, well, we're getting contributions in order to pay for that, which is a bunch of crap when you sort through it. It is absolutely 100% true based on the evidence that they brought forth in the I don't recall. It wasn't the oversight. It was the it was one of the other committees, the commissions and committees that verified that.
Right. So I'm not making this stuff up. And ladies and gentlemen, again, during the entire period, at no point did I say that COVID was anything other than the bioweaponized, articulated, genetically manipulated and articulated. I didn't use the word gain of function, but that's the soft selling of we're making something really, really even common, just super deadly. There you go. And Doug, I want people to see this. And please see this, ladies and gentlemen. Please let this reference in your mind. WEF declares humans must eat feces and drink urine to fight climate change. You want to know how to fight climate change? Listen to the simple answer. It's fraud. And geoengineeringwatch.org, Dane Wigington, myself, and others. And by the way, I was one of the guys that broke the whole story about chemtrails, whatever, 30 years ago. The world launched a controversial new initiative that should have all of us up in arms. You know, ladies and gentlemen, very soon they're going to say, quit burying people. Let's just bring them into a Soylent Green factory, which the Illuminists, the globalists already partake of human sacrifices, which the humanists, globalists, and Illuminists already drink the blood of children. And yes, adenochrome is real. The Bible teaches the life is in the blood. Oh, so young people have better and newer, younger blood. We'll just drink their blood. And then, ladies and gentlemen, you had even Mark Wahlberg, A-lister, one of the most prominent Hollywood actors. He moved out of California, God bless him and his family, but saying that he was at one time called a prude because he wouldn't go and partake of those kind of cannibalistic, ritualistic murder oblations, okay? Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Where is the people that will stand anybody against that? But Doug, if the horrors of eating children, if the horrors of sacrificing children, by the way, in the depths of Washington, this is standard operating procedure. And oh, by the way, Zelensky came to the U.S. during, what was it, the summer solstice back in June?
21st, yep.
Yep. And so people can't put two and two together. But here's the bottom line for the United States. The bottom line for the United States is, the devil is demanding from his Luciferian servants in the U.S. the blood of 250 million Americans. Now, you can ask me, well, that's just too far out. I put up on my website, and Eric's there, it's the Rockefeller Foundation. I think it's simple because it's one of my SQ comments. But the Rockefeller Foundation is now preparing people for what I would call the final lockdown and the final takedown. The final lockdown and takedown is, this is even exclusive or in addition to, Doug, the fact that nuclear war is on us. And if anybody believes that God's just going to sit back and not, they don't know what they're doing. No, he's going to judge, is judging. Our country is gone. You show me the commercial real estate market, which, by the way, commercial real estate market, I was told by someone who knows the actuarial numbers, is 35% of all investment portfolios.
That's true.
Truth is the truth. So, ladies and gentlemen, what people are not recognizing, these people who are globalists, Illuminists, one of the biggest bankers, the ones that Alex does a great job pointing out who they are, what they are ahead of time, they're all willing to watch everything melt because they've got a promise that they're going to be really high up in the kingdom of hell. Doug, that's what people are seeing. Why would a company, any company, destroy itself, its earnings? It's certainly not for, basically return on investors and return on investment. No, it's a concerted tearing down of the old. The old world order, I'll make it really simple. That's the God-created order. The new world order is the 42-month rule and reign of the Antichrist, and who will be challenged by the two witnesses. People need to go and read the book of Revelation. God doesn't just show, everybody talks about the false prophet, and I do too, and obviously the Antichrist, which means in place of Jesus Christ, but they always forget the two witnesses. And the two witnesses have the power of God Every time the Antichrist tries to show a fake miracle, they're there to counter him with a real miracle. It's like a scene out of Ten Commandments, only it's going to be, you know, much more vivid, much more visible. Two witnesses, men who have never died. I'm on record. It's going to be Enoch and Elijah. I absolutely am convinced of that. Moses died. Moses died, and the angel of the Lord buried Moses. But in one of the oldest books of the Bible and the pseudepigraphal books of, you know, I think it's the book of Nicodemus, lost books of the Bible, that's just a pseudepigrapha. In other words, that which wasn't included in the canon of Scripture, it talks specifically about Enoch and Elijah. The basic premise of Scripture is being interpreted around by people that are trying to get away with just dismissing the fact that there are literally two witnesses that are going to be heaven, how should I say this, heaven's messengers on earth contesting the rule and reign of Antichrist and the false prophet. We're watching even now the papacy and the stripping away of all the veneer of the current pope. I'm not Catholic. I'm not beating up Catholics. I'm just saying it's being stripped away. And more is coming out. More and more is talking about the black pope, and even to the point of you know, how he fits in with a fallen angel by the name of Chaos. And if you don't believe that there are fallen angels, then you don't understand that the early church fathers, I'm talking about those in Christendom, knew exactly and identified exactly the dark forces. The gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the second coming of Jesus Christ, it held all that evil in abeyance. But you know what? I don't have another message than that which I've received, where I believe by the very grace of God. And I can't teach, and you're going to watch this too. You're going to watch an attack on the epistles of the Apostle Paul. If you see people doing that, they don't, number one, know their Bible. Number two, there is a sinister method behind it. I don't care if they go to church. I don't care if they say the rosary. I don't care if they give $1 million. When you attack the apostle, that in the book of Galatians, we wouldn't have, I think, 26% of the New Testament is written. You wouldn't have Romans without Paul. And Paul's statement that God is going to judge the world by the gospel that God gave to Paul. The attack on Paul is the attack on the authority, the veracity of God the Father. And so, see, Christians don't know the Bible. They just don't know the Bible. And I would encourage anybody that wants to know the Bible, get an amplified Bible. You don't even have to buy one. Go online. Go on Bible Gateway and begin to read the Gospel of John. Understand, Doug, that the day is coming. It's already being mentioned. You know this. The Bible is going to be made illegal, and possession of it is going to be a capital offense. You remember me hearing me say that 20 years ago?
I do.
And for someone who's, never right. Well, you know what? Then step up to the pump. You know, here's the deal. It's always kill the messenger. So you think you can get away from the message, but God just raises up another messenger. It's kind of like, I guess, and I don't know, so I apologize to all football fans, but it's kind of like, what is it called when a pass off of the quarterback passes the ball off to, I don't know, whatever he passes off to, you know, in essence. The thing is that there'll be others to take his place. And in the time frame we have, Doug, the BRICS announcement will be made. Now, we know a real date. I want to make this clear.
We've got about a minute and a half, brother, so go ahead. Okay.
We know August 22nd, it's been announced that BRICS is going to have their meeting. People say, well, you're setting dates. No, they're setting dates. What happens if it's not August 22nd? It'll be September 1st, whatever the date is. I'm not date setting. I'm telling people to set the event when the whole world says the U.S. dollar will not be taken by any of our nations for anything. You either cough up gold, precious metals, or natural resources, blah, blah, blah. But the dollar's dead. That's why they're paying money like they're drunken maniacs.
Wow. What an informational download. Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. Folks, subscribe to his private briefings. Please stay ahead of the game. And I want to thank Steve for his longtime friendship. And from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you, Steve, for your very informative session today. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you, Doug.
All right, folks, that'll do it. Glad Steve was able to join us. My apologies on the schedule. God bless each and every one of you. Have a nice day.